We're live.
Hello, everyone. Another Friday, another podcast. The Anime Adventure Party is here yet again, joining me, Anacron, Finn, Uncle Hawk. I'm T-Cat. So, how have you been, guys, for the past week?
Oh, working mostly. But I could catch up with few animes that I was missing. Actually, literally the last episode of them.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Same.
Uncle Hawk?
I have been springy.
Plowing the fields.
Yes, indeed. That and rain and sleeping and stuff.
Rain sucks.
Oh, well.
Where was my
no,
snow?
It doesn't.
Yeah, now we're at home and we can watch anime.
Yes, it does when you gotta be outside in it.
Oh, well. Anyways, any news?
I finished Onizuka.
Oh, that is not news. That's what you did.
Yeah.
Yes, there are some news. The first season of Doro is going to be released on Netflix. That time I got reincarnated as a slime. Season 2 has been postponed to winter season.
Yes.
Oh, well.
It's now slated, they say, January and July of 2021. Will they do what? The two parts?
There will be a spin-off called Slime Diaries.
Oh, yeah, I see. I was watching Anime News Network, so...
Okay.
And
Seven Deadly Sins will be delayed too, which might be better for that.
Yeah, they might finally fix that animation.
We'll see. This is for the new season, but
And Attack on Titan is changing studios.
Yeah, Mappa. Mappa is now studio that animates.
Mappa is good.
Mappa is awesome. Did any of you watch the trailer?
What?
No.
There's a trailer already.
Oh, I have not seen it.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, a lot of people were arguing that the fact that Attack on Titan was getting a different studio was gonna be bad. But when they did their research and saw the studio that's gonna make that, I believe it's the final season.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be a final season because they haven't caught up to the manga yet, and the manga isn't finished as of yet.
Which one?
Manga is nearly
finished. Yeah, so it is the final season.
Could be.
They called it the final season.
Okay.
Officially.
I don't believe them.
Well,
it's the Japanese businessmen. I don't trust them.
Look, they might end just as Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be that strange.
Mappa Studio is fine and everything, but I personally don't like the thing that they're changing studios.
It is a bit strange for final season that they changed the studios.
Well, I think it's likely that Wit just had too much work.
I don't know what they cover for this season, but yeah, well, many studios had some changes because pandemic, so...
Well, if Wit Studio is picked up by Amazon, they'll have plenty of things to work on.
Oh, yeah. What else? Anything else or something that you watched through the week?
Unlimited Blade Works Blu-ray set will be released in July.
Wait, okay. Yeah, that didn't... I forgot about that.
Still waiting for Heaven's Feel 3.
Yeah, wait, when is the date for the third movie?
I think it was delayed.
No, I know. Everything was delayed.
Indefinitely delayed.
I'll check it right now, so give me a couple of minutes.
So, said you finished Onizuka, GTO, finally.
Yep, 10 out of 10, one of the best slice of life animes I ever watched.
So, well, yeah, that's so strange to actually call that slice of life for a few reasons. But it is.
Yeah, indeed. There was one part that I was... There was a character I kind of hated at first, and then I liked her, because we did the same thing. We corrected a teacher. That didn't end up too well for me in elementary school, so... Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not her. You're not Kanzuki.
Yes, I am not.
No. Kanzuki is a special character.
It's a special character. I grew to love her at the end.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Just a moment.
What happened?
I just did a search for anime box sets, and I found Garden of Sinners.
Mm-hmm.
It has a price on it.
Oh, no. I don't even want to mention the price of that. I know.
What is it, like
$375?
Oh, that's
US.
That's cheap.
That is actually less than I thought.
Yeah.
That's discounted.
Yep.
Because it's used. Because it's opened.
Man, everything from UFO Table, especially from Karin Kyokai box set, and I don't know, Fate Zero, for example, it's expensive as hell. Okay, I finished Somali to Mori no Kamisama. I think Finn watched that.
I don't think I've seen the very last episode.
I literally finished the last two this week.
I don't recall if I've seen the last one.
End is a bit open. Well, it's open ended, in a way. Web manga. It's not finished. It's from the web manga. It's so damn beautiful. You even recommended me. Because it was similar to.
Ancient Megas.
Yes. Ancient Megas Bride. I mean, it's wonderful fantasy world, how they build it.
Yeah.
They have their cutesy slice of life moments, and they really build the world in that regard. Full recommendation. I really enjoyed it.
Yep, it's great. It's great.
And so Somali is probably one of my favorite characters by far now. I don't know I ever saw the child to be that positive in a way.
Yeah, sure, she's relatable, she's understandable, yeah. She's positive, yeah. She's just a well written,
yeah, they all are. I mean, the side characters too.
You
very fast they build that for them,
and the world is interesting, even though there may be some, I don't want to say inconsistencies, but like some illogical things in it. I mean, with the humans.
Yeah, they have some
hand waving.
Yeah,
hand waving.
Still,
yes.
Full recommendation on that.
But it's still like 9 out of 10, you know.
Yes. I gave it 9. I really love it.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Or shall we move?
I've been having some lessons, so. During the lessons, I have been multitasking and reading some manga.
Oh.
Well, the lessons in what?
The Shuhushu Valkyrie. The Tale of Valkyries.
The Shoes of the Valkyrie.
Let me be more precise, actually. Just to check the proper pronunciation of the name of the manga I have been reading.
Oh.
What's this?
He's still saying the same thing.
just a moment. I
Japanese is hard. That doesn't help.
You just added a
Record of Ragnarok. The battle royale between gods and human heroes.
Ooh, noise.
Yes.
Is it anime? Is it animated yet?
No, and I doubt it will be.
Is it new?
Why
exactly?
Yeah,
it started last year.
No, that's
wait. You
new.
Mentioned this
2 years ago.
You mentioned this on one of
I mentioned it several times. The first battle is Lubu versus Thor. And I came up to the second battle, which is Zeus versus Adam from the Abrahamic
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that to me.
From
versus whom?
Biblical.
Adam.
His power is to be naked.
Yes, his power is that he's a super most superior survivalist, and he's good at unarmed combat.
Oh, Jesus.
So,
was that him?
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
I'm not sure Jesus is gonna be appearing in this one.
Oh, no. But I will check it out. So... Anyway.
I've continued reading Mujan.
Oh, yeah.
Mujan? Yeah, it's Korean fighting.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Historical... It's pretty damn realistic.
Shall we move on the topic?
Well, just before that, who watched the latest episode of Tower of Traitors?
Tower of Traitors. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Me as well.
All right. Tower of God and Gleipnir. Right.
Yeah.
I am disappointed by the lack of Sambe-san.
What?
In Gleipnir, he still has not returned.
Wait. With whom I didn't caught?
Sambe.
Oh. He will have his moments.
But when?
You need to be patient. Character
I'm not known for my
character
patience.
Character is really strong.
Well, yeah, that's why I want to see him fight.
I think it's all the introduction with them and the new team, and they try to not discover him.
Yeah, but most of the new team sucks.
The point is actually information more than fighting.
I know.
They are searching for more info, less allies in battle. Certain character even mentioned, what if someone already collected the 100 coins?
Yeah.
So, look forward to that.
Okay. On the topic of Tower of God.
Oh, yeah.
It has slowed down a little bit.
I don't know. I mean that test that they had right now was a bit boring to me. I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't say boring. It's like the issue with pacing a little bit. There's still stuff happening, but it doesn't feel like it's important. Like
they changed pacing from webcomic a bit. I just think for some things it was actually better, but not all info was introduced.
Yeah, and a character had
what
died.
Oh yes,
I don't want to say who, but I really didn't care. Like, I was like, oh, yeah. Neither do I.
It was easy exit out. It's supposed to be just depressing, but it wasn't. Like I said, they mixed the info about him. And not everything was out, and I don't know. They're skipping a few things that supposed to build that story a bit more.
Yeah, I think they assume that people are extremely familiar with the webcomic.
To a certain degree, they are. I mean...
Wait, but didn't like Tower of God started with a hardcore audience?
Well, yeah, and most of them love the first part. And they now mixing the first part, which was good and bad in some way.
Okay.
So we will see. I don't know. We will see how they're gonna close this. They will have 12 or 13 episodes. I don't know.
I think are they doing the same like as Witcher? That it's a show for the fans, and you will get the silver lining because you read.
No, not really. There were no fan service for webcomic fans.
Okay.
They tried to adapt this, and that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Okay.
That was what I'm interested about.
Overrated anime.
Oh.
Wait, let me get my glass of wine for this.
I think that are overrated.
Okay, I got my glass of wine. We can start this.
Okay, who's gonna go first on this one?
Prison school.
Some time to.
Take a short one.
Yeah, I'm putting Prison School on the list. It's one of the rare anime that I dropped. I just couldn't watch it.
Prison School. Wait. Has anyone saw it even? Prison School.
Nope.
It was quite popular to the degree that peeps that I know that don't even watch anime or manga knew about that. It's really, really weird thing. I don't like this. It's nothing special to me except art style. The manga is gorgeous art style, but that's about it.
Yeah. Like the thing about Prison School, it's actually, it's comedy, it's romancy.
It's very weird. It's guys.
But all that is mixed because the guys who are practically creeps
very much
go into a prison where their wardens are freaking female maniacs. One of them is a BDSM maniac. I stopped watching it in the third episode.
Who even
I think
recommended
it's
that for you?
I don't recall.
But it was the osmosis of the internet.
Is it overrated? Because like I don't think any of us have heard of it.
I heard quite a bit of it, and internet was booming with it.
Yep. And I mean, it's 7.79 on my anime list.
Oh Jesus!
Oh,
that's pretty high.
On your.
And I stopped watching it the third episode because there is a girl that the main character caught peeping while she was taking a call of nature, so to say. And
let's not explain the whole scene. It's disturbing.
Look.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't think that one is overrated.
It has the popularity of being weird.
Exactly, just like the other one that came out last year.
Which one?
Interspecies Reviewers.
Oh. Interspecies Reviewers is not overrated.
Neither is Prince.
Yeah, I know.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say. It's very hyped up because, well, it's weird and different and out of the box
different.
And stuff, but it's not like, oh, this is the best thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Death Note.
Is that your overrated?
Yes, funniest? Absolutely.
All right, I'm not alone on this.
Okay.
I am not alone on this.
No, look.
Hello, man.
It's so intelligent and so smart. You know, they're like fighting with... Kira is literally cheating because he's using something that is illogical and doesn't exist with normal humans in that world. So the only way that he's keeping in front of Al is because he's cheating. That's not smart. That's cheating.
Yeah, that's
trash.
Also, the second thing that I really didn't like about that note, the start starts to look like a chessboard, and it's Light versus L, and later Light literally just, I'm gonna go on another board, I'm gonna swap the king, and let's just add a couple of more characters, just like take a bunch of chess pieces and drop it on the board.
But we're not...
And I never had a sense of a continuity in that anime or manga, whichever you prefer, but I never saw it as a line with some arcs, with some story arcs popping out and getting resolved. I literally saw it as an endless spiral that ended in a Gordian's knot, and that had to be cut with the death of L.
We're not talking about why we don't like it. It's not that I don't like it.
It's overrated because it's promoted.
It's not that smart.
Okay, this show is good because it's smart, but it's not smart.
Yeah.
The high ratings it gets is because of the intelligent stuff that happened, and I'm not saying there isn't some good reasoning in it.
I don't think your
disbelief has to be too strong because, you know, everything is proceeding to normal real life rules except that fact that the fucker is cheating.
Finn tried to say something.
Yeah, I don't think it's like exclusively loved just for like being a big brain anime. I think there's a bit of the mystery, you know, like the dynamic between Kira and L and things like that.
Well, that's part of
it. In time of Death Note anime, it was obsession with people.
Just let Uncle Hawk finish.
I agree with Finn. That dynamic of characters, but that is that big brain part.
Yeah.
And another thing why it's popular is because Bishi Bishi Boys.
Well, that's one thing, I don't think that you have to intertwine the big braininess of it with like how the characters in interact.
It's a thriller mystery.
Well, yeah, it's a thriller mystery, but you can't have one without the other, you know?
You can, but here they're served together and they're not. There lies. Speaking of another Bishi Bishi Boys, which is, in my personal opinion, overrated, Wolf's Rain.
I don't think I've seen it.
That's on my list. I need to watch it.
Only two of us saw that.
Yeah.
I never knew that Wolf's Rain were that popular to be actually overrated.
They're very popular and very, very highly rated because...
I mean, I love it.
Well, I don't know why.
I have Bishonens.
Yeah, Bishi Boys, okay,
Bishi
but... Wolves. Yeah, that's the part I take extreme prejudice against.
Yeah.
The fucking furries.
But they are weird. They were not.
There are humans that turn into animals that turn into... Actually, wolves that turn into humans.
No one
I'm sorry.
No one turning into anything. It's it's just the presentation.
Yeah.
In that whole story. I don't know. I never saw it as that popular. I still love Wolf's Rain. I mean, yeah, Bishonen's, it's a bit depressive, all touchy-feely thing.
Yeah.
Girls love it.
Anywho's, that one I find to be a bit overrated.
How about...
Not as much as the Death Note.
No, I know. Yeah. Death Note is in higher tier of overrated for me, too.
Yeah. Finally, someone who I can relate to. Joking.
I got one. Fairy Tale.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, we're talking about things that we watch, so I'm not gonna be able to comment on Fairy Tale. Okay.
I tried.
Well, we must
watching it three times.
You sound like Iron Bull from Dragon Age 2. Three times!
Three times. On three separate occasions. Years in between. I could not get myself to watch it.
I actually watched every single episode.
Okay, so you're probably more knowledgeable than I am.
And I would completely agree with you.
Well, there you go. So,
I mean, there are some nice moments, there are some nice animation moments. Music is top-notch. Anything from Fairy Tail, music is really, awesome. Really great.
Yeah, but I said this is the last podcast. You cannot rate an anime or any piece of art based on music alone.
That's exactly why I'm saying this.
Yeah.
Story is really, really weak. I mean, it's
generic.
It's very, very generic. I mean, I enjoy this. I don't know, Saturday morning cartoon.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's absolutely shonen trash, and when I needed it, did exactly that, and that's it. Nothing more, nothing less.
Okay.
I think the first time I tried watching it is like when it just started coming out, like 2009 or 2010.
Yeah.
And then again, like in 2014, and then again a few years back. And then I thought, like, maybe I'll try it one more time, and I watched one episode of the new season, and I'm like this fucking sucks.
Okay, I didn't watch Fairy Tail. I kind of know something about it because obviously I'm spent.
I read quite a bit of it, and I can understand why you think it's overrated.
Yeah.
Because the people that like it really like it.
Really like it, yeah.
Yeah, I guess you just have to be one of those people.
Wait.
If we didn't have confirmation and second and third season of Attack on Titan, I would say Attack on Titan is overrated. But we have the second and third season, and the fourth is coming, so...
I got a question.
Yes?
When we take... I forgot what I was about to say. Just Oh, yeah, what I wanted to say was, does Fairy Tail have an audience that's like Aqua's followers in the second season?
Yes, exactly, they're pretty much Aqua's followers.
Okay, and second question, how long is Fairy Tail?
Oh man.
Not gonna watch it. Okay, not gonna watch it.
It just got a new season.
Well, yeah, that's... wait. It's not... The final season was ended. Oh,
I mean,
no. They're doing the arc after the final.
Yes,
oh,
I mean...
No.
I think it's already been finished?
Yeah. Well, yeah. The final season is finished.
Right.
But, milk that cow until it's dead.
We're gonna talk about overrated shonen trash, you know, we could stay here until next Friday.
True enough.
Yeah.
Well, I have another, and it's not shonen trash. I don't know how many of you actually know this, except maybe Uncle Hawk. He knows I don't like this, and I watched
Ah,
everything.
yes, I know what you're talking about already.
The
Wait,
melancholy.
do you mind guessing then? Let's make this
The
interesting.
melancholy of
Melancholy of Haruki
Haruhi
Suzumiya.
Yeah, I absolutely get you why you think it's overrated, and I agree with you that it's overrated. And I love it, and it's still great.
That's the part I would actually talk about you in detail. Why do you, because you agreed here, I can't. At least, why do you like this show?
Because it does the trope thing.
Yeah, there is that. I mean, it
It's
has some good
literally
moments.
look, the way I watch that show is like it's fan fiction. It's fan fiction with original characters.
In a way, yes, but man,
And I take it as that.
it's okay.
You know, I don't give anything else to it.
You
There's
know,
the
maybe.
cutesy alien girl with the glasses. There's the ditzy big titted girl from the future. There's the aspirin dude. There's the normal guy, and
I
there's her.
almost hear myself selling you Monogatari series.
See? It's not much different.
Okay.
We're not so different, you and I.
I know that already.
I think I got another one that's maybe overrated.
Drop it.
Overlord, but the third season, particular.
And I
It
don't think anyone is really
has an almost
saying
fate.
it's good. Most
It
people are saying it's bad.
It has a rating of 8.
Yeah, but don't count
Season
on
3?
on
Yeah, on my anime
WoW.
list, it has a rating of 8.4, if I'm not mistaken.
That
And that's pretty goddamn high.
is sacrilege for that season. I mean, we already said it's simply bad. Last two seasons were simply bad.
I mean, the second one was fine.
It was
Yeah, the second season had
okay.
good
Second
moments.
one was fine. The third one was bad. But watchable. It was.
I mean, yeah, it is watchable.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I got a suggestion on Facebook.
Yeah.
Right?
Here's a few that people suggested to us.
Yeah.
ReZero, Gabriel
Oh.
Dropout,
Zero.
Evangelion, Darling in Franxx, Naruto, and SAO.
Okay,
So
okay. Wait, 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 wait.
let's work backwards.
Let's go for this. Yeah.
Let's
Sure.
unpack
Let's
that.
unpack that. I like
SAO
this.
and Naruto fall in the shonen trash
Shonen trash
garbage
time.
bin,
If you
so
want shonen,
they're
you'll
gonna
get
stay there.
shonen. I mean.
I don't think anybody ever liked Darling in Franxx.
I did.
I got a question. I
I
just got a
okay.
question. Sorry, Finn, but
Yeah.
stuff like Naruto and One Piece, how fucked up is it to get it because you know you gotta watch like 900 episodes?
Most of them watched from the beginning, that they are following still.
Yeah, exactly. Like people who never watch that show get bombarded by people. Oh, you should watch it just because the first episode is so amazing and it's good
Man,
and you have to sleep. Like you got 800 episodes of filler.
yeah, still, I heard people like, look, I had, I don't know, free summer, I literally go through everything.
Yeah, or like 2 months of quarantine.
Yeah, for example, no,
there's that.
seriously, if anything was introduced in past 2 months, it was One Piece to watch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so
Anyhow,
just
Darling in Franxx, I haven't seen it,
haven't
but it's
watched it.
Trigger.
I have some comments.
I got some comments.
I have seen it
Except
up
last.
until the good part. I have not seen the part everyone says is bad. So, as far as I'm concerned, it's great anime.
Okay.
I will overall, Yeah, maybe in the popularity that game it is in a
Can I
way.
ask you?
It
Can I ask you guys
it's fine. I mean it's
one
fine.
very important question
Wait,
about
let Hubble
Battling in the
not finish.
Franks?
Yes?
Sure.
Is it gonna be like does it have the potential to be like Gurren Lagann
No.
and Kill la Kill? No, just a moment.
No. Let him
We
finish, Kadar.
misunderstood masterpieces that are later revealed to be the masterpieces they are.
No.
Okay.
If it has season two, then maybe yes.
I don't
Okay, so
think
no.
there will be season two.
No. Multi-season, no, doesn't
Yeah,
work for me.
no.
No.
Could be, I don't
No.
know. Look,
Next one, Evangelion.
for what it was fine. I'll say it like that.
Okay,
Nice.
what, Neon Genesis Evangelion?
Yes.
What?
Is Evangelion overrated?
No, not a bit. Not a bit.
Well,
I'm safeguarding this way too much.
but see, you're proving the point that
Oh my God.
You know,
Get in
I'm
the
not
fucking
saying.
robot.
Yes. I have
No.
not seen it, so I
What?
cannot comment.
Nani? I have not
I
seen
will
it. I
say this to
am
you, my
shocked.
dear friend.
What the
I
fuck are you
renounce
doing?
you to the newspapers. I renounce you through the internet. I
Here's
renounce
a
your
secret for
existence,
you.
you heretic.
Here's secret. I do not like mecha anime.
Oh,
Shame on you, shame on your family, shame on your couch.
Dude, oh yeah, you want something? Mecha anime is overrated.
Shame on
There's a hot take for you.
Wait,
I think
I
Anachron is processing this.
need sip of water. Long one. Please continue.
Proceed.
Anela is gonna be so pissed off.
Match
Oh,
anyhow.
you
he knows
know, you
where I
know we
live.
have a game after this.
Yeah. Don't kill me.
Goodbye, Desert Wizard. Anywho,
Oh,
I would personally
I
say,
disagree about this big time. There are many mecha anime that are overrated. I'm absolutely agree on that.
yes.
But whole genre? No. Man.
Wait, what?
The thing is, it's a very niche genre, so
It
it's not overrated.
is, yeah.
We got
It
something in
has
the
its own
chat.
fans, like, you know, other things.
We got
Yeah.
something in the chat. Can someone read it? I had to reload my Twitch,
Oh,
so
it gets
it's.
misunderstood a lot. There. Yeah. It's praised by
Okay, fair.
the
Hang out with the big
I
boys.
mean,
Yeah,
there are many
that is the thing.
yeah, it is. There are many insufferable JoJo fans in that regard.
And there are too many snobby Eva fans and
Yeah, I agree on that completely.
too loud Gurren Lagann fans.
Yeah.
Wait, is this wait? Is this gonna be like your rant against Kojima?
No, let
No,
me
Uncle
not.
Hawk knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know, but let's not get into that one.
Okay.
Anyhow, I can't say that Eva is overrated because its influence is too great.
It's too damn
Yeah,
great,
it did
man.
influence a lot of upcoming animes and stories in
It's
general.
imp on its influence alone, we can't overrate it, and
Yeah.
that's kind of thing. Now, people talking about the show being so mind-bendy, twisty, whatever. No, that could be said it's overrating, but Neon Genesis Evangelion, in all of it, is
Man, what? 20 years later plus still
30.
30,
Yep.
that, yeah. Still,
Almost 30, yeah.
still at its peak.
And let's be clear, Gainax was the savior of anime of its time, and without it, who knows
Yeah.
what would have happened to the
Well, to
industry.
certain things, yeah. Okay,
So there's that.
few more things were mentioned. SAO.
Oh yeah.
Sword Art Online.
I mean, I put it in the trash bin with the other current trash.
I don't know.
Can I say this?
The New Age. I didn't put that in shonen because isekai thing.
Yeah, but
you know
the...
what?
SAO.
SAO. Yes. Yes. SAO. I think SAO started the second wave of isekai.
In a way, maybe. Yeah. Before that, they weren't calling that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's the birth of that genre.
Yeah. So even though it like was, it wasn't what it was supposed to be. It I think it laid down some groundwork for
definitely
what was to come.
But is it overrated? Yeah.
Well, I don't think it is because people universally don't like it.
Like it. That is actually true. I mean, it has similar problem like Overlord. I mean, the start was great, and you know all the jumbling that happened after that first season.
The intro
yeah.
was too strong.
Yeah, in a way, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
It ended up like all over the place, so you know.
Almost
so,
like they didn't know where. I mean, the author of was it light novel? Is it from light novel?
Light
or
novel.
Or
yeah.
Yeah.
I think yes.
Didn't know where it wanted to take that.
Yeah.
I
so they mentioned something else too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me check.
Wait, you said ReZero.
Yeah, ReZero.
Before ReZero, we go into ReZero. Gabriel Dropout. I don't know what it is.
I have no idea.
I never heard of it.
Let me go into ReZero because I want to check this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Gabriel Dropout is some cutesy trash.
Oh.
Comedy Slice of Life Supernatural.
Oh, I actually started to watch this.
Okay, so I don't even, and I'm not even.
I mean, it's cutesy. It has one of our emoji on Discord, man.
Oh.
Little
mm-hmm.
Satan, yeah.
Oh, that's from there.
The thumbs up that we have.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
It's fun. It's really nothing special. It's really nothing special.
And ReZero.
Oh yeah.
I would say ReZero. I mean, some would consider it overrated. I like it a lot.
Yeah, me too.
I think it has great animation. The story is a bit depressed. For an isekai, it introduces some new stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
it's fresh take on isekai thing.
Yeah,
yeah. Wait, the most important thing of ReZero is that they literally implemented what would when you play a visual novel, you make a save game and you go the wrong way just to see what happens.
Yeah, but
well, that's not the feel you get from ReZero.
I know.
Because
I'm a bit doing a caricature on it.
It's way too depressing to actually joke on that.
Okay.
Yeah, because like he dreads each death, you know, because it comes with something awful.
Everything
know?
Stays with you, man, and
yeah.
every time you die.
And he can't speak with anyone.
Which is the worst part, I think, from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give it a watch and I'll come back to you with it.
Oh, great, great. Prepare to be
it's on my
pleasantly
it's on my to-do list.
Depressed.
Pleasantly depressed, yes.
Talking about pleasantly depressed, the movie later.
Yeah,
another suggestion from Facebook, JoJo.
Well,
Well, you know what? I think people tend to think that more people like JoJo than they actually do because it's so memeable.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because the people are so loud with it.
Yeah, I mean, we joked yesterday, literally, the anime I watched because of memes.
Yeah.
And so, I didn't want to watch it because of the memes.
Too many people just know the memes, so JoJo never even watched it. And they're allowed even because of that. And there's that manga readers part, but I will not get into that one.
For me, excluding the memes helped me like JoJo. Excluding the memes helped me like JoJo. If I put the if I kept the memes inside my head while I watched it, I would think it's trash.
In a way, for me it helped to watch actually first two parts.
Yeah, because there are very few memes from them. Well, more recently there have been more.
But we got the waifu speed wagon from there.
Yeah, you need to know when Speedwagon was in
there. Yeah, so what I'd say is that JoJo is just, I mean, it is just bizarre. You know,
it's unrateable. It isn't rateable because it's JoJo's.
It's weird, man. It's really weird.
you know what? With JoJo, you just have to go and see like any five episodes, and you immediately see if it's right.
We already discussed this. For you. JoJo is a specific taste, and you have to try it to see if you like it or you don't.
Yeah, yeah. Like me telling you JoJo is good doesn't mean anything because for you maybe JoJo is trash, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. My personal problem with JoJo was I watched up until Yosuke.
Yeah, part,
I didn't
part
watch
four.
Which
part
one?
part 4, part 5, right?
No, part
yes.
4. You
part
four. Josuke is part 4, yes. Diamond is unbreakable.
Yep.
I had the only problem that I had with JoJo was they swapped the stands.
What?
That was the
what?
Only problem.
Oh, Hamod and Stand. That?
Come
yeah.
on.
Come on. I understand why Stand was implemented in JoJo. And it's well done on some occasions, but the first part with Jonathan. With young Joseph and all the Hammond, with Baron Zeppeli, I liked that more than the entire Jotaro arc.
Yeah, but the creator already said why he changed that.
It was a bit generic.
Yes.
Okay, I get that. Even though I personally don't agree on it, I watched JoJo
and
I like it. I still like it. I'm telling you to give it a go, but you'll know if it's for you when you start watching the first five episodes.
And he wanted to introduce his playlist.
And
yes,
that's a clever way to do it.
Way to go.
Yeah, and
wait, what?
Stand names,
man.
Oh, okay.
I stands.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if he hasn't seen part 4, he doesn't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because in part 3, stand names are tarot cards.
Oh, yeah.
I know about that.
Mostly. I think there's some stands that are not. I can't recall, but I think...
I finished part 5. My head is jumbled already in information.
Isn't Zvaruda in?
Yeah, that's part 3.
Part 3.
Yeah.
Part 3, yeah.
I mean, you have the Killer Queen in part 4, so expect that.
and that part with stands and test and tarot cards, it makes a lot of goddamn sense.
Okay.
Remember us, we are on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere, and you
Anime
can find us
Party.
By searching for Anime Adventuring Party.
Okay. On Twitter, it's Anime A Party. Okay. Tekkon Kinkret movie review. So, guys, how did you like this thing?
Fucking loved it. I really love this movie.
It's weird. I love it. I love it. It's
feels good, feels bad.
Yeah. I think I'm the only one who is like, it was fine. You know? Like.
Hawk mentioned earlier the description. A pleasant depression? How you said it?
Yeah, Kimochiwari, pleasant depression.
Yep.
Yeah, but not in the same way that ReZero is.
No, definitely
I haven't
no.
seen it yet.
Oh, definitely no. ReZero actually is more of depression.
For me, personally, this movie hits a very special spot.
Okay.
Because I used to work with homeless children.
Oh.
So, yeah, this one kind of showed me a few things and reminded me of a few things.
Yeah, Hawk, do you just want to go and say the overall synopsis of the movie? I think you would word this one better than most of us, so...
It's the story of the movie is pretty simple. Two kids two mentally ill codependent children live on the streets.
It's more
and
or less...
And the city's changing around them.
Yeah, the Treasure Town streets belongs to the cats.
Yeah,
it's sort of like a city in a transition, you know.
Yeah. You know, from what we see from the movie, we can be sure where it's supposed to be set, but you know, through some implications, we can conclude it's Shanghai.
It looked like that, yeah.
Yeah, but because it's pretty Chinese town. It has lots of criminals in it, and you know, both the local criminals, the inland criminals, and the Yakuza.
Yeah.
From the island.
Aye.
Their influence is all around that city. It's a city in the night.
So we follow Shiro and Kuro.
Kuro,
two
yes.
Main characters.
White and black.
I
on their little adventure.
They're really special in that regard.
Most of the
sorry, I gotta interrupt you. And LA is renouncing anything that has to do with Finn. He's aware why.
I don't know why.
Well, I have many controversial opinions, so...
Yeah,
it we disagree, no.
It's like, do you have any idea how little it narrows it down? I have so many controversial opinions.
You don't fight our me, man.
Yeah.
So, Shiro and Kuro, our main characters. I mean, you could include that Kikimura and...
Oh, okay.
Kikimura too, in a way.
Yeah. Suzuki also.
Yeah, well, everybody. The rat, the snake, the dragons, the cops,
I mean,
the old man.
Shiro and Kuro were like... how to say this? Events about them is more relatable in a way.
They're the protagonists. They're the carriers of this story.
Yes.
I think that everything in the film stems from their
relationship.
It carries everything.
Yeah, but in the movie they literally represent yin and yang. They're white and black.
Well, in some way, yes, but they're also one of the better representations of the correlatable personality disorder.
Yes.
Yeah, that too.
Because codependent personality disorder. Because they're both, you know, when Shiro is taken away from Kuro, Kuro goes insane.
Yeah.
And Shiro keeps talking about, I have all the nuts and bolts for his heart, and he has all the nuts and bolts for my heart.
I mean, okay, here's a weird thought, but could you practically look those two as one concept, one entity?
Well, yeah, that's what, in a way, he said.
Yeah, there are two people, but...
two pieces of the one coin. I mean, two sides of the one coin.
Yeah, two people unhealthily dependent on each other.
Yeah,
yes,
very much so.
But, if it's unhealthy or not, they couldn't survive without each other.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's true. That still doesn't mean it's good for them in the long term. It helped them, but it carried on being like a crutch.
It was a defensive mechanism that became a crutch.
Yes.
Yeah. We also see what happens when balance is interrupted.
Well, we have Kimura as a trigger, kind of, in between Snake, Suzuki, and them.
But Kimura and Suzuki, they're literally like a father and son when you take a look at it.
Yeah, Suzuki really represented that atmosphere, the old feeling of the city, the past, especially that scene when he is starting to remember.
That old car, the
good old times,
represents the new industrial power.
The temptation.
Yeah, the snake was like that.
Yeah, and also the snake, like the snake from the Bible.
Yeah, I actually didn't expect Kimura would done both of them.
Yeah. The hardest part of the movie for me was when Suzuki got
I mean, he
killed.
Even expected it, and he was...
There's one thing that Suzuki said. Remember it, and the truth and love will set you free.
Yep.
I mean, he was saying that literally from the beginning, man, about love.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Oh, no, you need a bit of that in this city.
Yep. Also, who was it that said that White was literally unscathed by the town, and that someone who's so pure doesn't belong?
That was the old man, the veteran.
Yeah,
that was the veteran, right? Yeah.
Also, if you noticed an interesting thing about the veteran, he's missing an eye, and the ravens are following Shiro and Kuro, and he knows more. More about the city than anybody else.
Oh, a bit of Odin wisdom thing.
But he can't share it.
Yeah.
As they say later, Cassandra.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of undercover symbolism in this movie.
It's not so hidden. It's in plain sight, but,
it's layered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's layered.
Yeah, that is a better term. And I never got the feeling in this movie that something was executed poorly.
No.
I started watching the movie and I disliked the animation. But as the more I watched the movie, the more I got to love it because it represented everything that was laid down as a concept and in the movie. It really fit it goddamn well.
Well, you see, I didn't like it, you know, like it, just going like, God, if this just had a different art.
A direction, yeah.
Yeah,
I get you. That's one of the things that, the character design in specific, city design, the backgrounds.
The backgrounds are great.
Gorgeous. The backgrounds are gorgeous.
Yeah, but the character Zine is so distracting.
I don't know. I actually liked it a lot. Maybe
it represents what they are because they are
It reminded me actually a lot. I don't know. Is it the same studio that worked on one of the few episodes in Animatrix?
Yes, they did. They did the episode with the girl.
Yeah.
And the cat.
Yeah.
They really also did another great movie. Animated movie. It's called Justice League Flashpoint Paradox.
What?
Really?
Yeah. This Japanese studio is one of the one of the most progressive studios in the. I think they're working with the outside.
Whoa! Oh yeah.
They
I
also
see.
Did a series of movies with a Russian company, and this Tekken Kinkred is the first Japanese animated movie that is directed by a non-Japanese person.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
I see.
Oh, that's important.
They did the first Squad. That makes sense.
Yeah. Wait,
yeah.
They also did the Batman. Yeah. They also did the Batman Gotham Knight.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
I think they did.
Yes, oh, they yes. did Golden Age. Jerk.
Yeah, they did quite a few interesting things.
And I love everything I saw from them.
Yeah, and you can see when they do their character's design is kept up in all of their work when they're designing the characters.
Yeah.
That's simple angular style with very low details. And the great thing about it, it works great for Sakuga.
true, man.
As you can see in the end, and the end scene.
No, just
then at the end,
scene.
The last fight.
That fight on the train,
on
the animation before Shiro burned that guy down.
yeah.
It was amazing.
Mhm.
And they really tricked me by things. I always thought I don't know. Flying or something like that. They were changing perspective very, very nice. Making almost supernatural look alike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it had a surrealistic feel.
Yeah.
There was also one part that I really enjoyed, the prophecy of the Minotaur.
Oh.
That was a good thing to me because it showed. You have a person who thinks that he's caring for the other one, when sometimes it's the other way around. And when that screw, as Hawk mentioned earlier, loosens and is gone, you drop it somewhere on the road, you start going into some place that you don't necessarily like.
Yeah, well, that's the presentation of what we already talked about, the codependence.
Yeah.
That White and Black have. It's interesting because it shows behavioral patterns of feral children.
Well, yeah,
right.
Because those two are feral. They didn't have, they didn't grow up with parents. They're literally living alone in a car.
Yeah, there's
the scene when Shiro goes to the school and watches other children do physical education class in the yard.
Yeah, I think
he's literally separated with the great, and he wants to be there, but he doesn't want to leave where he is.
Yeah, also accepting who you are. A really big point of the movie.
I mean, yeah. It had some really hard parts, especially when they get Shiro to the policeman. Any favorite characters in this?
Suzuki. definitely Suzuki.
Is it because he quoted the Klingon way? It is a good day to die.
Yeah, not just because of that. I really like him as the character. that he is, and he represents not only kind of the father figure to
yeah,
the other mob.
Yeah, but he also represents the holding on to the past.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Pretty much so.
Exactly.
For me,
mine is Shiro, especially because one sentence, when the thing, I don't even know how to describe that, when those three assassins trying to kill them.
Yeah.
When they drop down in some house, she started bleeding and she watching ants. They say I'm small,
yes.
But I'm giant to these ants. That's why Shiro is probably my favorite character here.
I would say that my favorite character is Shiro and Kuro. I mean,
yeah,
right.
You know, the first time
because
I watched
they carry
the title,
all of the
yes.
Motion in the
film.
There's no movie without them. Like it's.
Yeah, all lines continue through them. I mean, whatever happens around with side characters, it still gets to them.
Yes.
When I watched it first, I identified a lot with Kuro and his unnaturally violent tendencies.
Yeah,
I see.
But
yeah,
the older I get, the more I feel like the veteran.
Yeah. Well, wisdom comes with an age, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say that the fact that you sympathized with Kuro was. Yeah, everyone who needs an explanation, please watch the Melty Blood stream we had. It's on YouTube. There are some funny moments from there. Sorry if it's on Serbian. Just watch it. There are some nice moments there.
They have enough English commentary to be actually funny.
Yes. And a lot of unarticulated sounds.
Yeah, as I said, the more time passes, the more I relate to the veteran, and the more I like him.
Yeah.
The rage has gone down, and the desire to grow garlic has gone
through the roof.
Okay, I'll ask this then, like the last time. Would you recommend this movie?
Absolutely.
If you're feeling if you're in a good place mentally,
okay.
Yes. If you're not in a good place mentally, do not watch this movie.
Yeah, I was about to say depends to whom, you know.
To whom? Like, yeah, I was actually trying to separate to anime fan or not anime fan.
I would not recommend this to someone who is not an anime fan. I don't think it's a good entry point.
No, I don't even think. Neither do I. I mean, I'm just thinking. Should you recommend this to any?
I actually recommend this to everybody.
Yeah, actually, just because of that style, it's very unusual. I think
the style is what might turn some people off.
People watch Rennie and Stimpy, and that has disgusting art style for me.
And people like watching SpongeBob.
One thing, it's I don't think you're getting what I'm trying to say. It's about how not standard it is.
True.
It's distracting.
Yeah.
So it might distract new people from what it's trying to say, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it distracted me, and I've seen a ton of anime, you know?
As I said, the character design and animation kind of reminds me of the French style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see it now. I see what you mean.
Yeah, quite a bit. But that's what I'm mentioning, Animatrix.
Yeah.
Few of studios were actually the French.
When I saw that studio made the part of Animatrix, the first thing that came to my head was the episode with the skater kid.
Yeah.
But it's not that, it's the other one.
I don't know. You reminded me now of a French movie I really goddamn love. Belleville Rendezvous. Or the triplets of Belleville.
I don't know that.
I'll recommend it later on to you in Discord. It's
you know what?
Really good.
It now makes more sense why I don't, don't like French animation.
You don't... There you go.
Wait. Did you watch Wong Fu?
I've seen it. I did not like it.
Okay, there you go. Makes sense.
That explains it.
That explains a lot.
Okay. We
got to some point of conclusion about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, if you like French animation, watch it.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Okay. Shall we end it here then?
Yeah.
I would like to recommend film for the next.
Oh.
And I have not seen it, but it sounds.
Oh, he was great. Ready.
Okay.
Yeah. It's called Mary and the Witch's Flower.
I think I saw that one.
I think I heard about that one. Definitely not so.
It's from 2017.
Okay.
I saw this one. It's the tiny people, right? Or the other one?
I don't know. I have not.
Let's discuss that off the stream. Anyway, there will be a notification about the next podcast.
Yes.
Next time, Friday.
Yes.
Six.
But before
6 PM.
That,
at a certain time.
Yes.
But before that, Uncle Hawk and I started a series. We're gonna play Divinity 2, Divinity Original Sin 2. So check out for the notification. We'll probably play it around next week sometime. So drop in, say hi.
We'll be not just Divinity. We'll be playing other things as well.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
You will be notified.
And
Facebook,
if you missed us yesterday, we did some meme reviews.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We might do that again. For shits and giggles.
There will be highlight. Currently, stream is on Twitch and YouTube. But there will be highlight of that.
Okay.
So
all right.
That's it.
So, this week with you, the Adam Adventuring Party.
Arikron.
Finn.
T-Cat.
And Uncle Hawk will be seeing you, hearing you next week.
Sarabada!
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 Sarabada!